You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Now it's time for Audiograph, the Bay Area's sonic signature. Here's Audiograph's Julie Kane to bring you the answer to this week's mystery sound.
We're going to stay out in nature with this week's Audiograph. Here's the sound we've been playing for you.
My mother used to bring me out here to visit the Japanese tea garden, and she had to pay a penalty. She had to bring me by the lake. And I saw all these old-timers sailing their boats, and I became fascinated by it.
Now, I know what that was, but did you figure it out? We sent KALW's Hannah Kingsley-Maw out to Golden Gate Park to bring us the answer.
Nestled deep in the foggy bottom of Golden Gate Park, somewhere between the buffalo and the roller disco skaters, is Spreckles Lake. It's a man-made pond, frequented by seagulls and turtles. But the most steadfast visitors are the model boaters, who come out every weekend, lawn chairs at the ready.
My mother used to bring me out here to visit the Japanese tea garden, and she had to pay a penalty. She had to bring me by the lake, and I saw all these old-timers sailing their boats, and I became fascinated by it. Came back when I was in my 40s and took up the hobby.
That's Jim Forbes. He's been the commodore of the San Francisco Model Yacht Club for the past 2 years. The club has been around since 1898.
Beautiful.
Club members gather at the edge of the little lake, eyes glued to their boats out on the water. They joke around in common about how each other's boats are doing. There's even a clubhouse. It was built as a WPA project in 1937.
My name is Don Chuchi. And I've been a member of the Model Yacht Club since the late 60s.
Wow, so you've been coming here for a long time.
An awfully long time. Just ask my wife.
Chuchi's boat is a fancy yacht shrunk down to Barbie size. Chuchi told me this model was popular about 50 years ago.
It's a Chris Craft Corvette, and back then you could buy a kit. So that is actually a kit boat. But over the years, it fell into disrepair, and the hobby shop that I normally deal with was going to dispose of it in a dumpster, and I happened to be down there, took a look at what was left of it, and took it home, and I've been having nothing but fun for about the last 3 years with it. So,
what do you like about this boat?
It is very light. It is very dependable. You can come out here and just put your battery pack inside of it and sit down in this easy chair here and run it without any problems, typically without any problems.
Why does it have this little bathroom, too, this little model?
Oh, I just I put that little dollhouse toilet in there as a little bit of a joke for the people that said it should have gone in the dumpster, you know, to prove that it had a lot of life left in it, you know, if you restored the whole thing. So now, if everything is the way it should be, away we go.
A few feet away, I meet Dave Gallagher. He asks me to take a video on his phone of his boat in action, him wielding the remote control.
My interest is in live steam. That means it's powered by steam. It's not... it isn't a faux kind of appearance of steam. It's actually engines that are powered by miniature boilers, fired by camping gas canisters. And here, it actually can turn over quite fast.
On the deck of his boat is a thumb-sized basket with a couple tiny bottles of wine inside.
That is, if you were 6 inches tall, you'd have plenty to drink on your trip, if they were real. So there's a lot of ifs, but you have to let your imagination go to work.
Look at that one.
Kids wander over and bend forward as close to the water as they can, craning to get a glimpse of the boats as they motor by. The boaters pretend not to notice, but they steer their boats closer to the water's edge so that spectators can get a better look.
That's awesome.
They're looking at a three-tiered blue and yellow boat, chugging its way towards shore. There are little action figures on board, manning the ship.
Who are those people, those little tiny figures on your boat?
They're adventure people that were made in the 70s. They belong to my kids.
And I just raided their toolbox. They're older now, of course.
That's Rich Rosales, and he's kind of a hero around here. Sometimes lightning-fast, out-of-the-box boats crash into the slower, more crafted yachts, straining them out in the water. Or sometimes their batteries just run out. When that happens, Rosales comes to the rescue. His boat is called the Pusher.
It's designed after a Mississippi River boat, push boat. It works very well. I rescue 3 or 4 people every weekend.
Now, Rosales isn't actually a member of the Model Yacht Club.
I belong to the Irregulars.
Can you tell me a little bit about the Irregulars?
They're just a bunch of guys that don't want to join the club. But we come out here every Saturday, Sunday, whatever, and just not interested in, you know, being part of a... I call it the Grumpy Old Man Club.
And so you've created a non-club club.
Yeah. They actually, the club gave us the name Irregulars. We didn't make that up.
At Spreckles Lake in San Francisco, I'm Hannah Kingsley Ma for Cross Currents.